Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. Peter Meyer is one of my favorite Brain Trust members, and yours too, I bet, because he's been joining us on a regular basis for a dozen years, helping us get smarter, becoming better CEOs of our business, running our businesses better, connecting better with customers. And he's been doing it for the last few visits, talking to us about value pricing, helping us make sure that we align our approach to customers, our connection with customers, product pricing, everything in the way of value to the customer, finding out what that is. And so today he's brought us three questions. How does a customer define success? What do they plan to gain? What do they hope to gain from the purchase to help you understand how to price, how to deliver your product, so you maximize the margin and get the, while you're getting the business in the process. So Peter, we got one more question.
And this is the magic question. The one that shouldn't be magic, shouldn't be secret, but hardly anybody uses. Once you have the answers to the first two questions, ask how they will get more financial or emotional revenue from this purchase. If it's a business-to-business conversation, it's easy. How can you use this purchase to grow your top line, get more income into your business? They may not have thought about it. It may be a pause and a thinking, and then, you know, I can use this to get more top-line income for my business. And that makes it more valuable to them, and therefore worth more money. On a family or a personal business-to-consumer question, mm-hmm. It might be, how can we help you or your children grow and learn more with this purchase? What can we do to help them become better in their community, learn and grow more? That is worth a lot to most people, mm-hmm. and therefore it's something you really want to be able to spend time on and help the customer see what he or she is going to get. That makes this whole thing worth more to them.
And more
translates. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that one of the things that I encourage businesses to do, small businesses to do, when you talk about, you know, to a business customer, what is the advantage? What is the benefit that you see? You use the term financial revenue. You know, one of the things that I try to get them to think about is, okay, tell me how what we're talking about can help you help your customers.
There you go.
And help your customers help their customers. If as a business, as a partner, which I try to think of myself as my customers' partners, or as myself as a partner, not just a vendor. If you can help them see, if you can let them believe, help them, show them, I should say, that you want to help them help their customers. You're looking right through them. As a partner, you're looking right through this transaction with them to a transaction that they're going to have with their customers. When you can do that, Peter, that's serious financial value.
Absolutely. And when they see the value that they've delivered their customers and to their own top line and bottom line, you become essential to them, and then you, not your tires, not your proposal, you, the individual salesperson or owner, you become the product that they want to buy, and they will pay for that. They will always pay for that, and they should. It's good for them.
And if you go ahead, Peter.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish.
It comes down to two considerations. If you understand what the customer defines as success, and you tailor to support that, and you make it really, really clear that you're listening to the customer, then you become the product, and it turns a commodity product like tires or consulting mm-hmm. into a highly differentiated product, because you are the product and you put your customer first. That value pricing equation starts with your values attitude. And that is what we are in business for, mm-hmm. our own values.
Mm-hmm.
Final thought. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Wrap it. I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
A final thought. We ask customers if they would pay more. Almost universally, they say yes when we ask them. We just need to ask for more by listening more. By doing anything else, we're leaving money on the table. By asking them what they want at the end, we're putting money in our pocket and theirs. Mm-hmm. That's good business.
Mm-hmm. And notice that in almost, you know, most of the conversation hasn't been around a particular product. We have mentioned tires, but that was only to get the discussion going about what was really important to the tire purchaser, which probably wasn't the tire. Peter, thanks again for being here. It's always a pleasure. We always get smarter when you join us. Come back soon.
Thank you again. Totally Peter, my pleasure. Let's do it again.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, M-E-Y-E-R, Meyer Group, M-E-Y-E-R-G-R-P.com is his website. So check that out. And, of course, we won't do without Peter for very long. He's a great resource for us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.